You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And here we go.
From the 12th floor of 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thanking you so much for making us a part of your day. Coming up on this episode of Locked On Sooners, first of all, it's a special edition of Locked On Sooners because today I went down to Norman for Jalen Hurts' first meeting with the media, and my gift to you is a ton of audio from that media session. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts picking up Lincoln Riley's offense. When did Jalen Hurts know that OU was interested in him, or when was that mutual interest? What's the difference between the Alabama and OU locker rooms? Coming from Alabama, did that give him instant credibility? Plus, how soon did Jalen Hurts know about CeeDee Lamb and how gifted this guy was? And was there a chance for CeeDee Lamb to end up in Tuscaloosa with Jalen Hurts prior to all this? We'll get to it all right here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. Allow me to introduce myself. My name's Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I've covered OU for 5 years. I've covered OU football and basketball. And I'm also a part of the Maven Network, which if you haven't checked out Sooner Maven or any of the other Maven websites, I highly recommend you do so. Just go to collegesportsmaven.io/Oklahoma for your one-stop shop for all the news you want to know about OU. And I want to tell you a little bit about the Locked On Podcast Network. And the easiest way to listen to this show or any of the other shows that are a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, just download the Himalaya app for your smart device. Then when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the Locked On Sooners podcast, Locked On Thunder, or Locked On Red Sox, Locked On Rangers. We've just relaunched the MLB Network. It's all available at Himalaya, and I'll tell you more about that as the show goes on. Jalen Hurts finally meeting with the media today after being on campus now for roughly a couple of months and having some Instagram videos get out there. Actually, one put out by OU of him, tweeted out by OU of him squatting the entire house or the entire Switzer Center, and then there was the one of him dropping dimes to CeeDee Lamb, proving to everyone that this guy's not only got a cannon for an arm, but he's also very accurate and trying to put to bed a lot of those rumors about picking up or not picking up Lincoln Riley's offense. But one of the big questions remains, because this Jalen Hurts thing is, it's the biggest story in college football right now. Because there's a lot riding on it. And let me tell you why it's the biggest story in college football. First and foremost, college football has entered the era of free agency. And you've got coaches all over America, people in the NCAA, looking to see how every bit of this plays out. What are the steps that schools can take to get around the whole recruiting situation? Is opening the transfer portal to allow kids to explore their options a good thing or a bad thing? Is it leading to dirty recruiting? And what schools are ultimately benefiting from these transfer students leaving a situation that maybe wasn't as good for them and going to a new one? So there's a lot there. And people want to know, when did Jalen Hurts and OU start to talk? Well, there were rumors that as back as early as November, there was mutual interest between the two parties. Now, getting Lincoln Riley to admit it, or getting Jalen Hurts to admit it, good luck on that. And I say congratulations, or I give a lot of kudos to the folks down at Alabama for coaching Jalen Hurts up, because as engaging as I found him today, he's very good at not answering questions that he doesn't want to answer and doing it with a lot of words in a friendly way. Confident kid, definitely exudes confidence. We saw that today with Jalen Hurts, but when asked, you know, how soon did OU pop up on his radar and what the difference was between the Alabama and the OU locker room, here were his responses.
Like I said, it's been a lot to it. I think the most important thing is that I'm here now, and you know, we're working, and we're taking those steps to be the team we want to be. So.
Okay, Jay Trotter.
Jalen, how would you compare the culture of the locker room between Alabama and Oklahoma so far?
It's always different, you know what I mean? You know, nothing's ever the same, right? So it's not about, you know, the past. It's not about this or that. It's about what are we going to do with the time we have together as a team? What are we going to do to achieve the things that we want to achieve?
Translation. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, and I darn sure don't want to get myself in trouble. And also, if there was a major difference between the OU and the Alabama locker room, like he prefers one atmosphere to the other, that would be just bad form if Jalen Hurts went and said that, especially if he doesn't have a true chip on his shoulder about what happened at Alabama. Even if he does, it's still the right thing to play the political game and answer that question as vaguely as you humanly can until it's time for your book to come out, and then you can spill all the beans when you're not going to get anybody in trouble and you're not going to hurt as many feelings as you would right now. The important thing about having Jalen Hurts and knowing the way Alabama runs their locker room or what goes on in Alabama that is separating them from the rest of college football right now, it isn't the fact that he shares it with us. What's truly important is that at points throughout Jalen Hurts' tenure at OU, no matter how short it is, Lincoln Riley needs to be having constant meetings with him in his offense, picking his brain about things OU can do better, things that can get OU a lot closer to Alabama than maybe what they are right now. And it's not that OU is miles away from Alabama. I mean, if it is, it's 1 or 2 miles from Alabama. And I think the biggest difference is that Alabama has talent on defense and OU doesn't, which we saw in the Orange Bowl. But that is, Jalen Hurts is an invaluable piece of information. It's almost like somebody handed you the Nick Saban playbook, and now you get an opportunity to open it, and you have unlimited access that most coaches around college football would kill for. And the only people that have really had it up till now are guys that have left Alabama and gone other places to coach. And even them coming back and coaching against Saban really hasn't worked out for them. So this is something, this is some new water that you're treading into if you're OU. And you need to use it for everything that it's worth, especially if it's going to help your program. And again, you know, with the transfer portal and kids being able to talk to coaches or explore that, that's open conversation. You want to be transparent, but at the same time, you just can't put anyone in jeopardy. So I had no problem with that answer. Would I like to know more? Yeah. Do I have my speculations on this? Absolutely. And I think they had to know well in advance of the Orange Bowl that Jalen Hurts had an opportunity to come here. And I do believe that in some cases, it was probably awkward for Alabama to have this information and know that was going on, because I can't think that anything ever really gets by Nick Saban. But at the same time, probably more awkward for coaches than players. And you also have to remember, Hurts had not gone to OU yet. So I don't think there was any sharing of information going back and forth, because believe me, if there was, that would have got out. Jalen Hurts wouldn't have played in the Orange Bowl. So I don't think you have to worry anything about that. But as a coach, coaches are always paranoid. And I can see Nick Saban being very paranoid about that. But players, on the other hand, I don't think would have cared, because college players are becoming more like professional players. And the way professional players act when guys are going to leave and go someplace else, it's more, hey, it's all about you. Go get your money or go to that place that's going to make you happy, because I want those same freedoms. So I don't think there would be anybody at Alabama holding it against him. Now, as far as picking up the OU offense, here's what Jalen Hurts had to say.
Hey, Jalen, what have been your impressions running this offense so far in practice, and how do you feel like you fit into it, and is there anything maybe about your skill set that you're learning you can show more through it than what you've done in the past?
Yeah, I always want to take the progressive approach to things. I find myself as a perfectionist. You know, you want to get it done. And sometimes you got to remind yourself, I mean, you know, two and a half months ago, I was preparing to play in the national championship game, you know. So understanding that we're on pace to be where we want to be, but, you know, it's a process to it. It doesn't happen overnight, but, you know, we're progressing every day as a unit. Both sides of the ball, all three phases, we're doing what we need to do to get where we want to go. So I think we're just putting that constant work in every day, trying to make a big step, make a massive improvement every day so we can better ourselves.
Have you felt comfortable learning it and running it so far?
It's going well.
And if it wasn't, Jalen Hurts wasn't going to tell us, and Lincoln Riley wasn't going to tell us. And again, I've got no problem. I mean, you don't want that getting out, because it wouldn't look good for anybody if Jalen Hurts wasn't grasping the offense, and it wouldn't look good for him. It wouldn't look good for Lincoln Riley. But I also think that Jalen Hurts is a smart enough kid that if there are any struggles that he's having in the spring, over the summer, he should be able to pick them up. And with the amount of resources that you have at OU, brains you can pick, and Jalen Hurts saying today that he would definitely be picking Baker Mayfield's brain and Kyler Murray's brain and calling those guys, even though they're getting ready for NFL seasons, I'm sure that they're going to talk to him. So I don't think that there's really going to be that big of a deal. Plus, you look at Jalen Hurts as a guy, not as broad as I thought he was after seeing him at Alabama, seeing him in person today. But I do think he's a guy that can take a pounding running. I think that skill set will certainly serve him. And if what we've seen on Instagram, him throwing to CeeDee Lamb, then we have no worry about his arm strength as well. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up next on Locked On Sooners, what's it like being the brand new guy at OU, and how quickly can you become a leader? Jalen Hurts tells us here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. Don't forget, you can listen to Locked On Sooners via Himalaya. Just download the app for your phone. It's very easy to do so. And Himalaya is really cool because it curates a playlist for you, and you've got access to all the other Locked On podcasts. So when you get into your car, just tell your smart device to play the Locked On Sooners podcast.
You are Locked On Sooners, your daily Oklahoma Sooners podcast.
Thank you for listening today. Don't forget about Locked On Thunder. We'll be recording that coming up after tonight's game with the Indiana Pacers. So be on the lookout for that. It's the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Don't forget, you can listen on Google Podcast as well as Apple Podcast and download the Himalaya app. Special edition of Locked On Sooners as we break down the Jalen Hurts press conference. First opportunity to hear from Jalen Hurts since he has become an Oklahoma Sooner. And man, there's so much. I feel like we're just scratching the surface today. One of the things that Jalen Hurts had to adjust to was being the new guy. And I think this is becoming more common. First of all, this is becoming more common in college sports, not just with the transfer portal, but you've got kids that have been transferring now for years. It's become so commonplace. So you go from one place to another. Plus, take a kid like, you know, Brendan Radley Hiles, who played at multiple high schools before he came to OU. I think kids are just getting used to moving around because that is the brand new norm in college sports. Jalen Hurts talked about the idea of becoming the new guy at OU, or being the new guy once again.
Well, the probably most interesting part about all of this, my situation, my experiences, all of those things is, you know, how unique is it? You know, you never get a guy that does those things, and I guess not lose that many games and end up in that situation. Then to get an opportunity of a second chance, so to say, and take advantage of it, that doesn't happen that often either. Then you get to go to another top-tier school, and, you know, and you're in a situation where you're end up replacing, you know, two Heisman winners. I mean, you can't look back in history and say that's happened ever. All of it, the whole scenario, the whole shebang, and you probably won't be able to say it'll happen again. So I think this whole situation is unique. Everything about it is unique. And for me, I know it's happening to a unique person. I'm not your average Joe. Kind of built for these type of situations. You know, there's never been really anything that's been in my way that I couldn't overcome or see through. So, I'm here and do whatever I can to help this team in any way, achieve the things that we want to achieve as a team.
You may not have the exact situation that Jalen Hurts is talking about, where you've got two Heisman winners, two number one overall picks, and then a guy that was 27-2 coming from his college to start for another high-end school. That may never happen again, but what I can see happening is that you may have two very high draft picks that played quarterback, and then a third guy come in who was very successful at his former school because he's got a year left of eligibility or something like this happened. I think what we're seeing, depending on how the NCAA allows the transfer portal to play out, more of a transient impact in college football than maybe what we had originally said. And going back to my first point about these kids moving around from school to school, either finding the right school to play for, ending up at places like IMG or through all the 7-on-7s, it's just getting kids better prepared for what professional life is really like. And even though I may be a little old school and don't really like that situation, the better prepared a kid can be to come in and play right away in college, or the better prepared he can be to understand that this is all a business and he's got to go out and make a business decision for himself. And even if that means that you've got to play at a couple of colleges, I'm all right with it now. I've seen enough of college football lately and how this whole thing is kind of turning out to be less about the kids, more about everybody protecting themselves. I can deal with it. And I think Jalen Hurts is just the first. He's just the first of many of these situations. And coming up in segment number three, he'll talk a little bit more about that. All right, he's been throwing the football around with CeeDee Lamb. You've seen that on Instagram. So could Lamb have gone to Alabama? Well, let's let Jalen Hurts explain that.
Well, man, I was a freshman at Alabama, and I wanted CeeDee to come to Alabama. You know, so it's not like I didn't know who he was, what he was capable of, but the tables have turned, and I'm here, and I guess you can say we kind of reunited, so I'm just trying to maximize this.
Yes, CeeDee Lamb did get a scholarship offer from Alabama and Auburn and Baylor, a four-star kid coming out of Texas. Look, he was all world. Everybody knew how good this kid was going to be, and at the time when I worked in radio, my co-host kept in constant touch with his high school coach, and he said he was going to be all that. So far, everything has played out that way. But just think about this for a second. What if CeeDee Lamb goes to Alabama and he and Jalen Hurts play together on one of these Alabama teams that ended up losing? Well, actually, the Alabama team that won the national championship with Tua Tagovailoa. And then there's the one that lost. But if you think about this for a second, CeeDee Lamb goes to Alabama. Jalen Hurts may never get to OU, because think about all the times that CeeDee Lamb made some incredible circus catch. And there's too many to count right now. I can think of one over by the sidelines that was one-handed. I mean, it seems like every game he had something like that. How many times could he maybe have bailed Jalen Hurts out of a bad situation at Alabama, and Hurts ends up staying there because you don't need to put in Tua Tagovailoa as soon as you did and there's no quarterback controversy? And then does Tua Tagovailoa stay? Just food for thought as far as the way the weird, wacky, wide world of college football turns. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up next here on Locked On Sooners. Coming from Alabama, and what was it like meeting Kenneth Murray for the first time? It's all right here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. Don't forget to listen on Himalaya. Yes, Himalaya. That is the best place to listen to Locked On Sooners. Just download it to your smartphone and then ask your smart device to play the Locked On Sooners podcast. When you get in your car, subscribe. Also listen on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast.
This is Locked On Sooners, your team every day.
Getting close to wrapping things up here on Locked On Sooners. Don't forget about the other podcast in the Locked On Podcast Network. We have just launched our brand new Major League Baseball podcast channel where the Cubs are covered, the Red Sox, the Rangers, the Yankees, every Major League Baseball team you can think of. Well, I guess so you can what? You can just think of all the teams in MLB. It's all right there. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And remember, make sure you listen on the Himalaya app. All right, one piece of audio I will get to tomorrow. We'll talk about bigger ramifications there is Jalen Hurts saying that this has become like NFL free agency. And there's in that statement alone, there are probably about four branches I can think of off the top of my head that we can get to on that tree. But I want to talk right now about coming from Alabama. So Alabama, widely considered one of the top two programs in college football, either the best or second best to Clemson, whichever way you want to roll. And for as good as OU's been, it just never has reached that summit. So when you get a kid from Alabama come in, I think it's kind of like when you have somebody from the Golden State Warriors show up in Oklahoma City. You've been good, but you haven't been Warriors good. So what can you learn from that, and do you instantly gravitate to that guy? Here's what Jalen Hurts had to say about that.
It's kind of interesting, and like I said, another unique part about all of this, just having players like, I guess if I were to talk about games that I played in or if they were to ask me questions about it and knowing that they were watching that game or that they were watching this game on the way back from theirs or whatever it is, that's a unique part about it. Them kind of having an idea of some of the things that have been done, whatever, but like I said earlier, I don't think, the objective here for us as a team is to win games this fall, and I know that none of that stuff will score us any touchdowns in the fall or put points on the board or anything like that. So I really want to hone in on this team this year together, this opportunity we have, and try and take that approach every day and take advantage of that opportunity to get better every day.
And then playing, playing in the spotlight at Alabama, playing in so many big games, how is that going to equip you to face the pressure, play in Texas in the Cotton Bowl or potentially a playoff game? And then also the pressure, like you mentioned before, following two Heisman Trophy winners that could go number one in back-to-back years in the draft.
I think it all comes down to just handling everything the right way, taking the right approach to it, and just going about my business that way.
Playing in big games, no big deal. You've played against LSU. You've played in a couple of national championship games, SEC championship games. All that translate. It's that second part where the real pressure comes in, because we at OU now have become to expect a standard of guys being able to be good enough to be the number one overall picks and be Heisman winners. And there's a good chance Jalen Hurts isn't either one of those things this year. Could be, but maybe he's not. And what if he is just a good quarterback, a good solid quarterback, but wins 11 games this year, 12 games, gets OU to a conference, gets OU to another conference championship, and then a college football playoffs? That should be fine. That should be okay. That's where the real pressure comes in, is being able to do the things on the field like Kyler Murray, like Baker Mayfield, having those improvisational skills that I don't know if Jalen Hurts has or not, because I haven't seen him play, not at least in this offense. I've seen him play at Alabama. I think the kid's a really smart kid, great head on his shoulders, think he's going to be a good quarterback, but I want to see him play And even then, if he's winning more than a hell than he's losing, which shouldn't be a problem, I think you can call it a successful year from that standpoint. Also, finally, we'll wrap things up about the first time he met Kenneth Murray and what this says to me.
No, that's what makes all of this so unique. You know, it's fun and definitely been that. I mean, you know, we've talked about that. It's been something we've kind of laughed about, I say. And rarely do I talk, you know, trash or say something to the opponent. I usually just smile or, you know, do something casual. But, you know, it's cool. And I know what type of players we have here. And most interestingly, I have a unique perspective on it all because kind of been on both sides of it. So it's a dual perspective. And, you know, I just want to, I guess, help the team, you know, with the things that I've experienced or whatever, especially my teammates, and try and do what's best for the team and getting where we want to go.
And that play was a jet sweep where he came in at receiver, ran the ball. Kenneth Murray and him said something to each other on the sidelines. I'd forgotten about this in the Orange Bowl by the time that this happened. But to me, it's kind of like a dramatic example of that or an analogy is when Roger Clemens used to go into locker rooms after he had played for one team and gone with another. Chances are there was probably a guy that he had thrown the baseball at. So eventually you had to figure out how to get along. A little bit different of a situation. Maybe Vontaze Burfict and Antonio Brown. I don't even think that is the right way because I don't think Kenneth Murray was headhunting him at that time. And chances are they both probably said, hey, I'll see you in a few weeks. That's what I'm going to think that they said, even if they didn't say it and they're never going to admit it. That's what I'm going to go with. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. I am Eric G. We will be back tomorrow. We'll hear from Tanner Mordecai and Tanner Schaefer. And until tomorrow, may God bless you and your family. Everybody love everybody. Peace, love, and Boomer Sooner.
You are Locked On Sooners, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell Alexa or Google to play podcast Locked On. Don't worry, I won't finish. You get the idea.